Welcome to the Pinnacle 5 podcast series. I'm Summer Yeiser, host of this series of information and advice on financial topics. The topic for today's podcast is the five drivers of associate engagement. Our guest today is Terry Turner, President and CEO of Pinnacle Financial Partners. Terry has been the force behind Pinnacle consistently being viewed as a top place to work. Now, Terry, before you get to the five drivers, tell us why organizations should put a premium on associate engagement. It seems often companies put more resources and focus on clients and investors than they put on their associates.
Summer, I think there are two or three interrelated reasons that associate engagement is so critical today. First of all, it's really impossible to differentiate your organization without top talent. You just won't be successful against the competition. But at the same time, the competition for top talent continues to escalate. It's more and more intense. And so without an environment of associate engagement, it's virtually impossible to recruit top talent. I think really there's overwhelming research that indicates that financial performance is driven out of associate engagement. In other words, Gallup was one of the first organizations. There have been other research firms that have been able to build the linkage between associate engagement and having low turnover, high productivity, and high profitability.
Those are definitely great reasons to make it a priority. Now, tell us what you consider to be the top five drivers of associate engagement.
Sure. Number one is recruitment. Number two, onboarding. Number three, retention. Number four, communications. Number five, recognition. All of these have to be priorities and all of them have to work in concert. Driver number one, recruitment, really is getting the right people in the right seats. You have to continually recruit for new talent. It has to be an ongoing priority, just like you continually recruit new businesses. You got to know the most talented people in your market and recruit them all the time, not just when you have an opening. Focus on candidates with deep experience and successful track records in your industry to avoid mismatches or misfits and extensive time spent on training. Whole line managers, not human resource professionals, responsible for identifying, recruiting, and hiring their workforce. No one knows better than they do what they need in their organization. Be brutally honest about individual expectations during the recruitment process. High performers love it. Poor performers chicken out as opposed to coming on board and failing. Avoid hiring people who are unhappy in the current jobs. Instead, look for those who are happy and successful where they are. That's the best predictor of whether they'll be happy and successful in your organization.
Now, Terry, how do you train managers to be great recruiters?
I think the most important thing is really to model it, to be personally active in the recruitment process and demonstrate skills and techniques that are helpful at developing a key understanding of the individuals that you're recruiting. I think secondarily, it's important to critique your hires, both the good ones and the bad ones. Learn the attributes that make a great associate. Learn the mistakes that have been made in the recruitment process when it's been an unsuccessful hire.
Well, that's helpful.
Driver number two is onboarding. Wow every associate from the first day. You have to blow them away with your passion for meeting their needs and your passion for the organization. You only have one chance to make a good first impression. Emphasize vision, values, and culture. Make signing benefit forms and routine tasks secondary. Never leave them to fend for themselves. In other words, here's your desk. It's critical that you connect them quickly to the people in your organization. Driver number three is retention. You have to drive turnover out of the system. Set company-wide retention targets. Hold all managers accountable for individual retention targets. No performance metric's more telling since it measures a manager's effectiveness both in recruitment and engagement. Build a strong sense of family. Gallup has been a leading research firm that really built the linkage on the criticality of this statement. I have a best friend at work. Nothing is more predictive of driving turnover out of the system.
So, Terry, how important are exit interviews?
Well, I think listening is one of the most critical success criteria, whether that's listening to clients or listening to associates. So it's certainly a worthwhile endeavor. There's always something to learn, but I would say that it is critical that as you take that feedback in, you interpret it through a lens of dissatisfaction. And what I really mean by that is that the associate's just been through an unhappy ending. So it's important that the feedback be interpreted in that light.
That's good advice.
Driver number four is communications. Don't ever worry about over-communicating. You simply can't do it. As a CEO, I spend more time on internal communications and being a role model for managers than I spend on all the rest of my job. You have to communicate at every level, up, down, and across the organization. Remember, associates want to hear important things from their direct supervisor, and listening is as important as imparting information.
You know, every survey you see typically will say year after year that a company needs to improve their communication. Is this something you should just expect to see, or is that something you really need to be intentional about trying to keep working on?
Well, I would say the answer to that is both. You probably should expect to see it over and over again in the surveys, but obviously you have to keep trying. Communication issues change, communication media change, but you have to stay in dialogue with the associates. Driver number five is recognition. It's critical that you excite associates to deliver exceptional quality. I believe that means you have to reward team performance. We all win and lose together. That's because you're only as strong as your weakest link. So you have to include and engage everyone. Conduct regular work environment surveys and hold managers accountable for their team results. In fact, Pinnacle requires managers to have 75% top box scores. What that means is that they receive a 5 on a 1 to 5 scale. And you have to insist that managers continually communicate using a variety of channels and tools. Emphasize where the company is winning more than where it's losing. People work best out of their strengths, not out of their weaknesses.
Now, Terry, I'm going to recap the 5 points that you've shared with us today. Driver number one is recruitment, getting the right people in the right seats. Driver number two, onboarding, wowing every associate from the first day. Driver number three is retention, driving the turnover out of the system. Driver number four, communication. Don't worry about over-communicating because you can't. And driver number five is recognition. Excite associates to deliver exceptional quality. Now, Terry, what final takeaways do you have for our audience?
I would simply say there's no magic bullet. There's no quick fix. It takes energy, time, and commitment for the entire organization, particularly the CEO.
Great advice. Terry, thank you for your insight on the importance of associate engagement, and thanks to everyone for listening to this Pinnacle 5 podcast. You can learn more about Pinnacle's practices under the About Pinnacle section on the website at pnfp.com.